Other fast food giants have removed onions from menus after the E. coli outbreak at McDonald's. Reporter Brad Gibson.
Yum Brands is removing onions from some Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut locations out of an abundance of caution after the recent E. coli outbreaks affecting McDonald's. Health authorities are investigating if slivered onions served on the burgers were the source of the outbreak that led to one death and 49 confirmed cases across 10 states. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Grammy-winning crooner Jack Jones has died. He had a hit with The Impossible Dream and...
Love. Exciting and new.
Jack Jones died yesterday. His wife says he had leukemia and was 86. This is CBS News.
We're expecting...
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A new Florida law aims to send porch pirates packing by making the theft of goods above a certain dollar amount a felony. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Data from security.org show package thieves lifted more than $8 billion worth of merchandise in 2023. 44% of Americans reported having a package stolen. 17% said it had happened within 3 months of that survey. Miami Police Public Information Officer Kiera Delva says the department is taking these crimes seriously, especially as the holiday season approaches.
If you are comfortable enough to speak with your neighbors, maybe have them be on the lookout for your packages, and that way they can hold on to it for you.
Christian Benavides, CBS News, Pinecrest, Florida.
A U.S. court blocks Coach owner Tapestry's $8.5 billion buyout of Versace parent Capri. The FTC argued that the fashion merger would eliminate competition and raise prices for consumers. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms here in the overnight. A little patchy fog as well. Light south winds, upper 40s expected by daybreak. Some early morning showers. Then we'll see clouds giving way to some clearing. Afternoon highs will top out in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 58.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend.
my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me. Right above you, I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. before you find out it's too late. Girl, you better get straight.
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Kripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. During the politics season, while I do listen to all the words that folks say, I prefer to crunch the numbers behind all their fancy speeches. And the number I'm thinking about today is $7.5 trillion. That is a moderate estimate by the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget of what conservatives' plans will add to the national debt. This includes continuing tax cuts for the wealthiest people and lowering the tax rate for some corporations. And it is a lot of money. And, you know, money's going to have to come from somewhere. We can't afford anything that might create cuts to Social Security or Medicare. Seniors who've paid into Social Security are counting on that money for retirement. I don't want us risking Social Security by adding $7.5 trillion to the national debt. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Until I kiss you, and then it happens.
news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed, with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right, just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on, hold it. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
From the smell of stale perfume, and that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
Jesus!
Mama told me, 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 mama told
the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
smile. You know things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Well, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. Hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
We'll be right back.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Los Angeles County District Attorney is recommending that Eric and Lyle Menendez be resentenced for the murders of their parents. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio has our report.
With members of the Menendez family standing nearby, DA George Gascon said evaluation of the evidence indicated both brothers suffered years of abuse prior to the murder of their parents, and an evaluation of their conduct and efforts toward rehabilitation in prison warranted resentencing, vacating a life without parole term to two 25-year-to-life sentences for two murders. And that since the brothers have already done 35 years in prison, they would be eligible for parole almost immediately.
The Menendez family members were supporting release of the brothers. The leading presidential candidates are hitting the battleground states full out now as the campaign nears the end. Vice President Harris was in Atlanta with swing state Georgia's electoral votes on the line.
So we have a lot of work ahead of us, but we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work is joyful work. And make no mistake, we will win.
Former President Donald Trump was in Tempe, Arizona, where he called the U.S. a garbage can for the world, referring to the border.
You know, it's the first time I've ever said that. And every time I come up and talk about what they've done to our country, I get angrier and angrier. First time I've ever said garbage can, but you know what? It's a very accurate description.
In Ohio, a county judge permanently blocked enforcement of an Ohio law that bans virtually all abortions. The judge cited the